In the mid-50s, two men knocked over a kerosene stove during a fight at a concert. After fleeing the blaze, the guitar player realized he left his beloved Gibson inside. B.B. King then ran in and saved it. He later learned that the fight was over a woman named Lucille, and ever since, his guitars have borne that name. You can find Lucille at the Hard Rock in Hollywood, Florida. Thousands of other priceless pieces of rock history can be found at Hard Rock cafes, casinos, and hotels around the world. To learn more, visit hardrock.com.
Little Stephen's Underground Garage's coolest conversations, presented by Hard Rock Cafe, hosted by the Mighty Manfred.
It's midday matinee time at Little Stephen's Underground Garage, presented by Hard Rock. I'm the Mighty Manfred. Thanks for listening, and please remember to follow and subscribe, rate, and review. I'm speaking today with Matheus Cury, one half of the Brazilian group Banda AL9. He's a guitarist, and his brother Tiago is the duo's bassist. The pair have generated a lot of interest internationally, online, via TikTok, and their debut single for Wicked Cool Records, She Can Do It All, is the recent coolest song of the world. We're going to listen to a bit of that, and then I'll be back with Matheus for your coolest conversations presented by Hard Rock and Little Stephen's Underground Garage. I'm the Mighty Manfred, and it's time now for your Friday's coolest conversations. Joining me is one half of the Brazilian group Banda AL9. It's the guitarist Matheus Cury, and he and his bass-playing brother Tiago Cury have this week's coolest song in the world, their debut single for Wicked Cool Records called She Can Do It All. It's from their forthcoming debut album, Hey Hey, We're Banda AL9. That's due out this summer in July. Matheus, how are you, man?
I'm good. Thank you so much. I'm so happy to be here. It's a pleasure.
Yeah, well, I'm very happy to have you here. And I'm trying to figure out, I kept reading you're from Brazil. I want to make sure I know where. So are you from the São Paulo area?
Yeah, São Paulo. Yeah, actually, it's a small city called Santana de Parnaíba. It's like 30 to 40 minutes by car to São Paulo. So it's very close to São Paulo, but it's not São Paulo itself, right?
Right, right. And is that the area that you guys grew up in?
Yeah, exactly. It's a small city near São Paulo.
And so are you the older brother or are you the younger brother?
Yeah, I'm the older brother. I'm 27, he's 25.
Oh, yeah, okay. So you're 20, just 2 years in between. Now, do you have any other siblings?
No, just two of us.
There's just the two of you. All right, so you play guitar, your brother's playing bass. When did you guys actually start playing music? When did you start playing your instruments?
Well, our father always played the guitar as a hobby. He's a doctor, he's not a guitarist, but he always played the guitar, and he started teaching me. When Tiago saw me playing the guitar, he wanted to start learning as well, you know? So we started together playing guitar and singing here in our bedroom. One of us had to play the bass, you know, and he's the younger, so he would have to play the bass guitar, and then we started the band with, like, friends from the school, from the neighborhood, and in 2017, we started the band only with us both, because, you know, like, it's very hard to find someone who wants to take music seriously, so
right.
We thought, like, keeping only us both would be better, and then we start releasing songs, original songs, in 2018. But I've been playing the guitar since I don't know, maybe 11 years old. Yeah, that's he was like 9 years old and I was like 11, something like that.
So you mentioned your father being a guitar cutter, but also playing guitar around the house.
Yeah, our parents are like rock and roll fans, you know. They went to a lot of shows. My father, I don't remember if it was my father or my mother, but they saw like Queen here in Brazil in 1985. So,
well, specifically, so he's showing you the guitar. Like, what kind of stuff was he showing you at the time? What was he playing that got you interested in playing guitar?
Oh, I remember he was playing like "Smoke on the Water" by Deep Purple. You know, like so it was like the first song I've learned. He's like a very big fan of Led Zeppelin, so I've always wanted to learn like "Stairway to Heaven," and I start practicing "Stairway to Heaven" all day.
So you mentioned you started putting stuff like on TikTok around 2017.
Actually, we started TikTok to 2021, but we started posting videos on Facebook in 2017. Yeah.
Okay, on Facebook in 2017, and these. So I was looking online. I saw some early ones, and they looked like they were like, as you mentioned, in a bedroom. Is that the bedroom you're in right now?
Yeah, exactly. The same bedroom.
Well, that's the bedroom we all know from the internet, right there.
Yeah, you're right. And here's where we write our songs and everything.
Oh, still?
Yeah.
Yeah, all right. So, what were these first songs that you guys were posting? Like, what was the first song that you guys put up on the internet?
Oh, I remember we posted "She Loves You" by the Beatles, because when we start playing, Thiago was the only singer. So when we were like a heavy metal band, so we played like Judas Priest, you know, and I started singing with him in 2016, something like this. And then we fell in love with the Beatles and the 60s sound, because we always loved the harmonies. And then we start learning a lot of Beatles songs. I remember the first song we sang together was "In Spite of the Danger" by the Beatles.
Mm-hmm.
But the first song we posted on YouTube and Facebook was "She Loves You." Yeah,
"She Loves You." And so about that, the Beatles influence, the Beatles comparison, because that's the thing that comes up first when people are talking about your sort of your musical reference. How do you feel about those comparisons between what you guys are doing and the Beatles?
Well, we always felt very happy because Beatles like we love the Beatles, you know, like we are our biggest influence. So actually, we received a message from Geoff Emerick in 2018, and we were very happy as well. And we always felt very happy when someone compared ourselves with the Beatles. Very happy.
Well, is there anything, or is there any one thing about their music that really resonates with you, makes it extra special for you? Something that you feel like other artists aren't quite as good doing? What is it about the Beatles that makes them extra sort of magical? You mentioned you enjoying their harmonies. Is there anything else that that they're able to do songwriting wise? Or musically, that you feel is just much better than most groups?
Oh, actually, I don't know. Well, when we started singing together, we felt that singing the Beatles, our voices were sounding very good while we were singing the Beatles. So, actually, my voice, when we start writing songs, it was something very natural to write songs like the 60s, you know, because of that. So we thought our vocals sound really good with this kind of music.
Well, I was wondering too, the harmonies that you guys have are really, really terrific. Do you ever listen? Have you ever listened much to the Everly Brothers, or what do you think of them?
Yeah. Everly Brothers too. Yeah. So actually we posted once a video singing "Love Hurts" by them. So we love them too.
Yeah, and it does hurt. It does hurt, doesn't it?
Yeah, you're right.
So let's talk about some of your own material, your original songwriting. When did you first write your own song? I mean, you guys are working together. When did you start trying to develop your own songs?
Well, we always wanted to write our own songs. We started writing songs very young, but we started posting videos in 2017, but we were only posting like cover songs. But we were writing, and we started releasing those songs in 2018. We started everything in Portuguese. All of our songs were in Portuguese. But in 2023, we had like a viral album here in Brazil in Portuguese. And those songs started being viral all over the world. That's why we decided to start translating those songs to English. And we did it first with our song Chama de Amor in Portuguese and She Calls Me Love in English.
Okay, right. But so in fact, that song, I was watching this thing that Justin Hawkins from The Darkness has got some YouTube thing, right? And he took the time to really focus on you guys and talk about that song. Do you have you ever spoken with him yourselves?
No. He just recorded a video and we saw it. We never spoke with him. And that's funny because we were like only recording songs and releasing songs in Portuguese. But a lot of important persons from all over the world were talking about us. Justin Hawkins received a message from Steve Aoki, an international DJ from the States. So that's why we start releasing songs in English, because we thought, I mean, everything's happening not only in Brazil, but in the world. And if you want to talk with the world, we have to sing in English.
Yeah, well, I understand that. And so what I love about what you guys are doing in your the music that you make and in the videos that you make, it just comes across a lot of joy in making music, joy in singing, joy in performing. What is your purpose for making music?
Well, I think it's like making people happy. We always receive messages from persons that I don't know, they are like not feeling okay, they're not feeling happy when they hear songs. They start, I don't know, smiling and laughing. And I think that's what music is about, you know, like making people, if I can make a better day for that person, I'll be happy, you know?
How important is fame to you? And I say that because there's a lot of stuff going on here. These things have been going viral. You're doing stuff now with Wicked Cool Records, based in the U.S. You know, there's a record coming out here. How important is fame?
Well, actually, we never thought about this because we always did music because we love this, you know, like we love these kind of songs. And I think when you do something that you love, the fame and the success, everything will come to you, you know. That's what we believe.
Well, let's talk some about this single. It's She Can Do It All. It's out on Wicked Cool Records. It's our coolest song in the world this week. And this tune was done first by Kurt Baker, who is also on Wicked Cool Records, the prolific Prince of Power Pop. That's what I like to call him, because he is. He's a Prince of Power Pop. I guess he did it originally around like 2012. This album called Brand New Beat. How did you guys find out about the song, and why did you decide to cover it?
Well, we've been talking with Kurt like for 2 years, I think, on Instagram. I think he found ourselves on TikTok or Instagram, I don't know, to be honest. Okay. But we've been talking with him, and he introduced the song to us, and we love it. And we thought about recording the song. He loved the idea, and we recorded a demo in our home. And then we sent him, and he introduced this demo to Steven. And he loved it, and everything started happening.
Yeah. Well, you know, you made a really cool video for it, and it features this VW Bug, right? You know, Volkswagen,
yeah.
The Bug. And when I was a little boy, my parents had a Bug. You know, it was not as colorful as yours, but, you know, very, very, very gray-looking thing. But they had it shipped from Germany. My mother was German, so my dad was over there. And so they married over there, and then they had it shipped over here because, you know, they can float. But I think it was on the boat, you know, but they're airtight. Anyway, so thinking about that that bug, is that – because it turns up I've seen it in other – at least one other video that you had done, the song you mentioned, Flame of Love or Call of Love. That's also got it in there, right? So is that your VW bug? Is that your car?
Yeah, that's mine. Yeah, you're right. I bought this car like 2 years ago, and we started recording videos for Instagram and TikTok with him, and the car started being viral too. So we use the car today to promote the band, you know.
Excellent. And how old is that particular VW bug?
Oh, it's from 1972.
Okay, yeah. Cool. And how many hundreds of thousands of miles that thing must have on it?
Oh, I don't know, to be honest, because it reached like a limit there. I don't know how. I think it's, well, here in Brazil, we don't use miles, we use kilometers. So when you reach like 100K kilometers there, it turns, yeah. So I don't know how many it has, you know?
Well, so today is Friday, February the 20th. And last night, the 19th, you guys were playing at the Cutting Room in New York City.
Yeah,
is that the first time you have done a that's the first time you've done a show in the U.S.?
Yeah, you're right. Our first time. Yeah, very happy.
Wow, how did it feel to play in the U.S.?
Oh, that's amazing because, I mean, we always, when we read something about a band, the first time in the United States, very important moment for the band. So we're really very happy that we reached it here, you know. I mean, we are only two brothers from a small city from Brazil. We never imagined that this will turn so big.
And so do you have any other plans to play anywhere else in the States, like when the album comes out?
Yeah. We are planning like a tour, and this was like the first time in the United States, and it was sold out. So we're planning everything for a tour.
Fantastic. So if you've done New York City, where else do you want to go in the U.S.? What's the next most important city or some important cities that you really want to see?
Well, I really want to go to... We have a lot of fans from Boston.
Oh, wow. Yeah, Boston's a great music town, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, I really want to go to Nashville as well. I heard it's great for musicians.
It's great for musicians, yeah.
L.A. too.
That's good, because I can see you in L.A.
Yeah, that's amazing. And a city in Florida, because we've been to Florida a few times, and I really like Florida, so Miami or Orlando would be great.
Okay, well, cool. So you've been to the U.S. before, and you've
yeah,
been primarily...
Yeah, for vacation. Yeah.
For vacation, and primarily in Florida or anywhere else?
Florida, and that's all, yeah. Miami and Orlando, no, Disney World.
All right, you went to Disney World?
Yeah, a few times, to be honest.
Okay, and how old were you when you went to Disney World?
Well, I've been a lot of times to Disney World. The first I were in Disney World, I was in Disney World when I was like 1 year old, but I don't remember a thing. So I went back when I was like 10 years old, 10, 12, 14. Yeah, I've been like, I don't know, maybe more than 10 times to Disney.
Well, what's your favorite ride in Disney World?
I'm not into roller coasters, no. My brother Thiago is into roller coasters, but I'm not into roller coasters. So I really like the classic rides, no, like Carousel of Progress from Magic Kingdom, and let me think another ride there. We went to Disney World in 2024, and I really like the Star Wars area.
Oh, the Star Wars area. I was gonna ask you, did So I live, we mentioned I'm in Los Angeles, and out here, when my daughter was younger, we would go to Disneyland, right? And my favorite ride in Disneyland is Mr. Toad's Wild Ride, which I used to have in Disney World, and they kind of got rid of it a number of years ago. But did you ever ride Mr. Toad's Wild Ride?
Mr. Toad's what? I don't remember, to be honest. How is that?
Well, it's based on, I guess, The Wind and the Willow. It's like a short story, so it's kind of it was a very minor thing that the Disney ever did. So it's funny that the cool that they still have this one ride, but it's in that area around the castle, like where the teapots are, like Alice in Wonderland's teapots and the Peter Pan ride.
I know that area, but I don't remember this ride, but
so
I'm sure
it's still there. It's not in Disney World anymore, but if you come back and go to Disneyland, it's still there. It's an older ride, and you sit like in a car. It looks like an old Model T, like an old-timey car, and takes you on a track through the ride. And the idea in the ride is that somehow the car gets out of control, and at one point you see like a train. You're on the train tracks, and the train is heading towards you, and you die, and you go to hell. And it's a lot of,
it's a lot of fun.
I mean, they're having a great time down there, apparently. You know,
I really want to go to Disneyland one day, yeah. We've been a lot to Disney World because our parents love it too. I mean, their honeymoon was in Disney World.
Really? Oh, that's great. That is very cool. How long have your parents been married?
Oh, since 1995. Since 90, so I mean, 31 years. Is that it?
Wow. Yeah. Well, I can't do math that quick, but I'm gonna let. You know, I'll believe that. That sounds good.
Yeah, I think it's because I was born in 1998, so I'm 27, and they were in 1995, so 31. Yeah, I think that's it.
Oh, that's very cool. Hey, so we're gonna take a listen to another song of y'all's, and it's off the upcoming album. Hey, hey, we're Banda AL9. Now that won't be out until the summer, so this is kind of a cool, little debut. Give the people a little something that normally they wouldn't be able to hear otherwise. And it's a track called Indigo Sky. So, now this song, who wrote this tune, Indigo Sky?
This song was written by Steven Van Zandt. I mean, he wrote this song for us, and that's like a big honor.
Wow. Okay. And so did this... So how did that work? So you guys are corresponding a little bit, and he said, and then all of a sudden one day you open up your email or you get a text or something, and here's the song idea.
Yeah, I mean, we were talking with Kurt, and Kurt told us that Steven is writing something for you guys, and I mean, I was like, whoa, that's amazing! I want to hear this. And one day he sent us the song. Everything was already recorded, like the guitars, the bass. We only recorded our vocals. The instruments were recorded by his band. No, Disciples of Soul.
Disciples of Soul, yeah, wow.
We recorded the vocals here in Brazil and sent to him, and we are very happy with everything. Yeah, it's a great honor.
Well, cool. We'll take a listen to that in a moment. But first, I have to say, Mateus, thank you so much for speaking with me today on our Coolest Conversations.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, everyone that is listening here. And it's a great honor for me. And sorry about my English. I mean, it's one of the first interviews in English for us. So,
well, your English is fantastic. All right. And best of luck with the upcoming album and everything. So we're going to take a listen now to Indigo Sky. It's Banda AL9 and Little Steven's Underground Garage. Indigo Sky from Banda AL9 here in Little Steven's Underground Garage. Song is unreleased and written by one Stevie Van Zandt. It appears on the upcoming album Hey Hey, We're Banda AL9, due out in July on Wicked Cool Records.
This is the Mighty Manfred, and thanks again to the band's guitarist, Mateus Corey, for joining me on today's Coolest Conversations. Thanks also to Sammy Semenza and Kurt Baker for producing our podcast. Texas-based singer-songwriter Ryan Hamilton, he had taken a hiatus after his 2023 album, Haunted by the Holy Ghost, and that ended this past June with his single, Godspeed. Well, he's got a new single out now. It's called The Come to Jesus Moment. It's on Wicked Cool Records, and we're going to find out all about it next time around on your Coolest Conversations, presented by Hard Rock and Little Steven's Underground Garage.
Buddy, you're a boy. Make a big noise playing in the street. I'm gonna be a big man someday. You got mud on your face, you big disgrace. Kicking your can all over the place.
Some things are better when they rock. The Seminole Hard Rock Hotels and Casinos rock around the clock with nonstop casino action, rooms fit for the king, pools, spas, restaurants, and clubs for every taste and temptation. Seminole Hard Rock Hotel and Casino in Tampa or Hollywood, Florida. We will rock you.